Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, hello there and welcome to Thursday.
Right.
We're putting that in quotes because the company's giving everybody the day off tomorrow. We've all
They're
done such
best.
A. They are. Oh
Who's
my
better
God.
Than this company?
I can't
Nobody.
Think of one company
not
that's
one,
better.
Not one company is
nope.
better than this one.
Entercom, you are great. I'm sure if they hadn't given us the day off, we'd just be normal. You know, it'd all be psyched for the 3-day weekend. But 4 days off.
Oh,
four
yeah.
4 days off.
Beautiful.
It's just nice. Oh. Well, anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you're ever going to get to these stories. I just want to mention this because I bet it's going to be a good read. I was reading about, you know who Matt Sorum is?
Yeah, the drummer for the Cult, and then he was in Guns N' Roses, right?
Guns N' Roses during their biggest, longest, I don't know
right.
how many years
after that
they
first
were on tour.
Record, right?
Right.
I mean,
he was
when the other
drummer.
Guy fell off the band. Oh.
Right. He was the drummer on Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 and toured with them.
Yeah.
So he's putting out a book.
Uh-oh.
And the debauchery, he even saying in this little story that I was reading that the reason it took him so long to do the book was because he had to decide which five of the 500 debaucherous, over-the-top rock and roll stories he was going to tell because he realized, A, he's selling out everybody who was there, and B, that it's too much. Like, you can't have a... It can't just be, and then we did more coke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder if... Like, I question people's motives on stuff like this sometimes. Because you really are selling out all those other people. Like, does he hate them? Or does he need money? Or...
No, that's it. So he was saying, I had to keep the stories tight and not sell people out, and that's why it took so long. But the stories are crazy about Guns N' Roses touring South America. He goes, this is just one piece of this one story, but he goes, yeah, we had, this was, you know, before Live Nation would go down there and set everything up, so this was sort of pieced together, this tour was.
Yeah.
By our agent or whoever.
So they would, you know, puppet show and Spinal Tap.
It's crazy.
Right.
I won't even get into all of it, but one of the, just to give you a piece of what he's saying, he goes, so I had an interpreter, and of course, he immediately starts hooking up with her, and they disappear into the jungle where she takes him for, he goes, I got to this house where they were selling coke for $3 a gram. Mm. So I bought
it was
10.
Probably like the purest, right. most amazing. They say if you do coke in South America, that it's ruined for you forever. Like you can never get it to. It's just cut 50 times before you
right,
get it.
Sure, yeah,
here
I've heard that.
In America.
I never really liked that stuff the way you did, but,
I really liked it.
The point this guy's making is, so he gets there, you know, his interpreter, first of all, helps him get into trouble instead of keeping him safe.
Oh.
And then he disappears instead of for a day, he disappears for 3 days, and Guns N' Roses had to come find him.
Oh.
To get him back on the tour. And he was even saying, this is like, this was sort of right when I got into the band, too, so... And they'd already dealt with the last drummer,
right.
which you just mentioned.
Yes.
So anyway, if you're into rock and roll stuff and some of the crazy stories, then this guy's book, which isn't even out yet, but it should be really fun.
I'm still stuck on $3 a gram.
I'm trying to think. What did that cost?
Sarah is a good girl. $100 a gram in the 80s. I've heard it's the same price. I don't know how inflation didn't touch cocaine, except that probably it's cut down to the point where it has. Like an actual,
or you might get fentanyl and end up.
That's what I'm saying. It's cut to the point where, you know, it's not even safe.
Well, I do remember people saying, and this was, again, my drug of choice was always booze. So, you know, I did coke. I'm not saying I didn't, but I didn't really like it. I didn't like the way people acted on it, and I didn't like the way I acted on it, frankly.
Yeah.
But people used to say, oh, this has been cut with, what is that?
Baby laxative.
Laxative, yes!
Yeah, I've heard that.
The same story.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you were going to say, oh, you dummy.
No, I've heard that. I don't know if it's true, Vin, but it's... I definitely, you know, you'd hear all kinds of crap that they were cutting it with.
Aim your rolled up dollar bill right at it.
Hell yeah. Who cares? Did you just say that's coke? Okay, we probably shouldn't go down this path. Well, let's let Matt Sorum do all the going down this path. We don't need to relive our drug past. Look at us. We survived. Don't do it, kids. It shaves years off.
Anyway, I really like that.
Well, you love stuff like that.
Well,
you like documentaries about bands. You like to hear the old stories and stuff. That's right up your alley.
You don't like that?
It's fine. I mean, it seems like, I don't know, just having known you all these years, you get really excited about that stuff.
I just think that it's the rock star lifestyle. It's a trip.
How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle?
Anyway, what's up with you? How's the garden?
The garden is—it's fabulous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so in love with my yard. We went to Home Depot yesterday, and we got some more plants.
All right.
Home Depot is—it's packed, man. Everybody's.
I told you that the other day. Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Like
crazy.
I was ready to bail, and John goes, "Well, let's just go scope it out." So we found a spot, and I was just in heaven. You know, that's. Everybody finds their happy place, and mine is browsing plants in a nursery and then getting them home and, you know, putting them in an area and watering them and planning where you're going to put everything. It's like, it's just dumb. That's my happy place.
I could spend hours at a Home Depot.
Oh, yeah?
Just love that place.
I'm not the only one.
No.
Yeah.
They're saying, people have written in when I first talked about this, I don't know, a month ago when I went, the people who work there are like, it never slowed down.
There was never
a slowdown. They were open the whole time, and it never slowed down.
I wonder, too, as I was looking at just the incredible, because, of course, there's a line out, you know, way out the door and just, you know, wrapped around the corner. And I wonder if people in isolation, quarantined at their home, they just can't take their wife telling them to fix that drip anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you are with it the whole time. Because construction for a while wasn't supposed to be happening.
Right.
And while it's loosened up a little bit now, I'm just wondering if people were like, okay, well, if I've got to live here, I've got to paint that. I'm looking at it every day or, you know, whatever it was.
I think that's exactly it. Mm-hmm.
I'm finally going to put up that set of shelves I've always talked about because I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many times have you said, I got to get to that project when I have time? And now you
have
time.
So many times.
Right.
I mean... Oh, the Home Depot. Come in now to the Home Depot for our best prices of the season on every GD thing you want to put into your house. That's right, we got hammers, nails, nuts and bolts, and the most gorgeous plants you've ever seen. Come on in now to the Home Depot.
Nobody ever mentions plants when they talk about Home Depot.
Shut up! I'm always like, where's the plants part? I'm just adding it in.
That's a pretty good little jam, isn't it?
It is.
It's good. You build it, we... What is it? Break it? What is their tagline?
I don't know what their tagline is.
It's like... Oh, as soon as I hear it, I'll know what it is. Nikki, look up the tagline. Nicole's tired today. Poor Nikki.
Why? How do you know?
What happened?
I talked to her a little bit this morning. She said, I'm just tired. Because she didn't look happy. I'm like, oh no. Are you sad? It's Thursday. What? Get it done.
How doers get more done.
All right.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? I just read it off the internet. That's what it says.
See if there's another one. How doers.
The internet's never been wrong. I agree.
That's true.
I don't think it's how doers get things done.
Here's another one.
More saving, more doing.
More saving, more doing. There it is.
but there is multiple ones. So.
Yeah, well, that's the one I think. More saving, another one is, more doing.
You can do it. We can help.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah, I go to Home Depot a lot. Well, my
come in today, wait in the line, get that mask on, bitch. We got wood. And plumbing. Fittings.
So you guys waited outside in the line to get... to finally get inside?
I'm going to say yes to that because it seems wrong to say anything else.
So you're saying someone said, oh, Sarah, come on through.
No, I had a mask on. I didn't get any of that. I wanted plants, so we walked over to the nursery to see if we could get in that way, and we could. I don't want to give away any secrets. I actually, you know, this lady was yelling at me yesterday. Well, not yelling at me. She's very nice. And we ended up having a little mini conversation on Instagram. But I was, you know, John was cooking last night. I had to put John's cooking show on my Instagram last night.
Oh, I saw your giant face on my screen, but I was busy. So I had to move on. But
oh, you didn't want to look at my giant face?
Well, you were
thanks
like
a lot, Vin.
What was that? You're like this into the camera, like holding it right in front of you.
Well, I think it skipped the step where I get to pick what the cover photo is on those things. So there I am like,
yeah.
So I'm sitting at the kitchen table or the kitchen counter. And, you know, as we do from time to time, John makes something yummy and I sit there and film him making it. And we laugh and joke. And he does the thing where he walks down the stairs behind the counter.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, he does that. That's like a go-to. And we were talking about our trip to Home Depot, and I gave away that there's actually, you know, there is a kind of a back door. Like, you go over to the nursery department, and they've got carts right out front, and all the plants are out front. Like, you know, what am I going to do? Load up with plants and then get in the huge line and go in and then go through? Like, they let you in there. And so John and I went in. John goes, oh, I can walk right into the store from here. I'm going to go get the things that I need, because he was going to skip. So I said that. I go, oh, kind of pro tip, like go in through the nursery. Like I guess nobody wants to be in the nursery. And this lady was yelling at me about it. Like, that is not, they had a big sign and you shouldn't have, and murder. And I was like, oh, well, there was no sign when I was there. But then she was like, oh, I'm not trying to yell at you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Sounded like she was, though.
Kind of. Well, you can't tell. That's the thing. You know, emails, text, Instagram messages, you can't tell what their tone is. And if you already feel kind of guilty about it, you know, of course you think they're yelling at you. But it was, you know, a successful trip. Let's put it that way. And then we had quiche for dinner, Vinny. Boy, that guy is cooking up a storm.
Good for you.
Oh, my God. And thank goodness. I swear to God, all I can really make is eggs. I could probably make quiche. It has eggs in it. But it's, man, I'm not motivated for that. And he and Riley sit around, plan out the meals, and are we having bread with that?
Him and Riley have just become...
Yeah, a little cooking team.
Kitchen
duo.
Dudes, huh?
They're kitchen dudes, Vinny.
All right.
That's what they... Listen, everybody should have a couple kitchen dudes at their house. Bryn, are you a kitchen dude? You cook a lot.
I used to be. I have my phases.
Oh, you had your own restaurant, for God's sake.
Yeah. So when I cook, I go really elaborate. But, you know, right now, Nita's doing a lot of the cooking.
Oh, like what's her specialty?
She's really like, it's just breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, and it's healthy, like healthy.
Ew.
I know. But it's good for me. It's good for quarantine. You know, like I have no choice but to eat what she made.
That is for sure.
That is the way to stay out of your stretchy pants, because I don't know if I'm ever going to get out of these things.
Oh, really? You think you'd have a problem buttoning your jeans if you had to put them on and leave now?
The one time I put on jeans was the rollerblade day when I tested out those rollerblades. And I put on jeans because it seemed like a better option.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, ooh, these are snug. And these are, you know, of course I pulled out my comfortable pair. Yeah, I'm a freaking wide load at this point, man. It's not, I'm like a wide load with two inches of roots, and I don't even care. I'm like, you know, listen, late August, If we come back to work on September 1st, late August, I'll worry about it. I'll be like, okay, let's do 2 weeks of, you know, starvation. Because that's healthy.
Starvation?
You know.
You finally did it. After all these years of downplaying your good looks, my crush is over.
Oh, God, there you go, man.
You finally did it. Thanks a lot.
The wide load did you, and I rolled over you. Oh, I've let it go.
Oh, well.
It's good. Don't worry, my boobs.
It's been fun.
No, has
it?
Good. Yeah. I'm glad. You know. Well, that's a bummer because the tension's going to be gone off the show now.
Oh well.
Oh, what will we do about that?
Do
listen,
more stories.
I'll put it back together in August. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah. I'm actually bummed. I'm actually bummed out now.
Why?
That it's over after all these years.
Well, I mean,
I thought no matter what state I was in, you were always going to love me. It turns out.
I thought I was complimenting you, and I mean, you finally did it. You've been trying all these years to get people off you. And
it worked finally. Oh, my God.
Between wearing a blanket. You're wearing a blanket right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm basically wearing a blanket.
Yeah.
That's cozy. You know? It's a wraparound button-up blanket. It's fleecy. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm
anyway.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about it. I didn't mean to dispel all your dreams.
After before dinner last night, I did my little radio show.
Oh,
my
yes.
My little
yes,
side
yes.
piece. And got that pre-recorded and done. And then we had dinner. And then my daughter's been looking, excuse me, we're looking for ways to keep her busy. So I said, hey, come in the other room with me and I'll teach you to DJ. And so we just started doing some breaks, and that was super fun.
I have got to hear recordings of that. She's so good.
Well, she's 6 years old. But she was funny. She got right to it. Like I had to, you know, I'm telling her like, okay, what's your station called? So you need to say that. And then you say this song that you came
out
of.
What is the station called?
I had it written down. It was like, music mix. I don't remember. It's something. But anyway, the point was that she finishes her little back sell, which is the term in the biz, and then she goes right into her American Girl doll, which she knows all about.
Tell you a story about it.
It's her sixth birthday, which I was like, "You're six. She's six. I don't. So you're not sisters, but you're not her mom." Anyway, I didn't want to.
They're friends, Vin.
I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it was fun. It was a neat little dad-daughter moment.
But please tell me you recorded all that, because you're going to freaking treasure that with her little voice. Even girls' voices change.
Yes,
I mean,
I know.
You have to tape all that.
Yeah, I'm going to. We're working on these things. So it's something that I'll probably end up doing this weekend as well, because it's a...
Yeah, their podcast has to happen. And between Chris is hilarious. That chick is so funny. I laugh out loud at the crap she writes me. Just writing. And then she's funny on the show. And then the Chris and Isla podcast has to happen.
Well,
and then have Baby Hulk like yelling in the background. Oh, I would listen to that show all day.
I hope we get to a place where the time is available for us to do all that stuff. We're busy, man.
You got to do stuff with that kid. That's a perfect... That's the perfect thing to do.
Right.
You grow up the next generation of radio DJs. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know if I want her to do it, but I know that it'll help her just confidence and all those kinds of things in terms of just being able to
Well, it's a head start. To be able to talk into a mic, it's huge. Like, getting over, that's a hump to get over. I remember my paw just sweat every new job I got. I just like, oh, God. Well, you know me. I'm kind of a basket case anyway. Hey, on that note, let's start this Friday, Thursday show. It's KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Thursday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.